Chapter 12, I Am Focused. Redeem the Time. Time is one of the most valuable commodities that we have. It's more valuable than money. You can make more money, but you can't make more time. The scripture tells us to redeem the time. That means don't waste it. Don't live this day unfocused, undisciplined, unmotivated. We have a responsibility to use our time wisely. We're not always going to be here. This day is a gift. Are you living it to the fullest, with purpose and passion, pursuing your dreams? Or are you distracted, indifferent, just doing whatever comes along? Are you in a job you don't like, hanging out with people who are pulling you down? That's not redeeming the time, that's wasting the time. Just like you spend money, you are spending your life. You're either investing it or you're wasting it. The first step is to set goals, short-term goals and long-term goals. What do you want to accomplish this week? Where do you want to be 5 years from now? Do you have a plan? Are you taking steps to get there? Don't go another 3 years on a job you don't like, doing something that you're not passionate about. Life is flying by. This is your one shot. You don't get a do-over. We can't relive our 20s, our 30s. Once this day is over, we'll never get it back. Paul said in Ephesians, make the most of every opportunity. Don't be vague and thoughtless, but live purposefully and accurately. If you're going to reach your highest potential, you have to be an on-purpose person. You know where you're going. You're not vague, distracted, waiting to see what happens. You're focused. You're making the most of each opportunity. Let me put it in more practical terms. Staying on social media for hours a day, catching up on the latest gossip, is not redeeming the time. Playing video games hours a day when you could be studying is not redeeming the time. Talking on the phone for hours a day to a friend who's not going anywhere, has no dreams, that's not redeeming the time. God has given you a present. It's called today. What are you going to do with it? This is a call to action. Get focused. Get organized. Set your goals. Make your plans. God could have chosen anyone to be here, but He chose you. And the scripture talks about living well-spent lives. When we go to bed at night, we should ask ourselves, did I live a well-spent day? Did I take steps toward my goals? Was I a blessing to someone else? Did I invest my time or did I waste my time? I read that the average person spends more than 80 hours a year looking for things they misplaced. Car keys, cell phones, glasses, receipts, children. Somebody said the reason God gives babies to young people is because older people would forget where they left them. Do yourself a favor. Save yourself 80 hours a year and get organized. Redeem the time. I know too many people who are incredibly talented and have great potential, but they're not disciplined when it comes to how they spend their time. They have good intentions, but they're easily distracted and end up off course. There are 1,000 good things you can give your time to each day. You have to be disciplined to stay focused on what's best for you. If not, you'll end up chasing the latest trends, trying to keep up with your friends, distracted, entangled in things that are not a part of your destiny. I heard about a man that was walking through the airport on the way to his flight. He saw a sign on the terminal wall that said, "Know your future, 25 cents. He was intrigued by it, so he walked over and put a quarter in the slot. The computer readout said, "Your name is John Smith. You're on the 220 flight to Boston." He couldn't believe it. He thought, "How does this thing know my name? How does it know my flight number?" A friend was walking by, called him over and said, "Look at this. Put another quarter in." It did it again. "Your name is John Smith. You're on the 220 flight to Boston." His friend looked kind of puzzled, shrugged his shoulders, and went on. The man reached in his pocket to get another quarter out and tried again. Didn't have any more coins. He had to walk way back to the newsstand to get change. There was a long line. He waited and waited. Finally got a quarter. Came back, put it in the slot. It said, "Your name is John Smith. You just missed the 220 flight to Boston." stay focused. It's easy to get sidetracked by things that pull you off course. When you finally look up, the day is gone, or the year is gone, or 20 years have gone. Nothing will be sadder than to come to the end of life and think, why did I waste so many days? Why didn't I live focused? Make this decision with me that you're going to redeem the time. We have a responsibility. God has entrusted you with His life. He breathed breath into you. He's put gifts, talents on the inside. You have seeds of greatness. You're not just on planet Earth taking up space. You are a person of destiny. With that gift of life comes a responsibility to develop your talents, to pursue your dreams, and to become who God's created you to be.